We gather in the name of our loving Savior, saving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, gathered on this holy night to reflect upon the mystery of his birth. The awesome mystery of Christ's birth, the birth of God in the flesh. We pause on this holy eve to step back from the Christmas rush. We need to keep our focus clear and remember that Christ's birth is the reason for the season. Give us peace and calm in our hearts now, Lord. Fill us with your presence as we mark this holy night of your birth. Let this be for us a special night, a holy night different from all others because it is your birth night. Why is this baby special? We'll find that out in our reading here from Isaiah chapter 9. Today it's really like we're sitting in darkness. It's like we were living in the land of the shadow of death. And in a way, it's like we were in a war we could not win. We were weary, and we just wanted to go home. About 2,700 years ago, God spoke through the prophet Isaiah these words. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Jesus chose to make his home here on this dusty, dirty earth in a little town named Bethlehem. He came as an infant lowly.